What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sorry about that. That's premature for Buzz there.
But Johnny Ringo.
One. Ringo. 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 Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo. Ringo. We're back on the network now, right? I screwed up coming out of the stop set. My mistake. I played the thing that would indicate.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It fits in, fits in the jingle. Well, if we're, are we on the network now?
I think we're back.
All right, well, that, well, play this. In, well, I'll just show you how we do it.
Okay.
What we do is when we're coming back from commercials, we play a jingle, and I play a tape in between where they sing our names.
Right.
And accidentally, I played the wrong tape.
Uh-huh.
So here you go.
Show. They're great.
WJFK. See, what happens is they're great is right next to Planet Crackpot. Mm-hmm. So we are getting ready to come out of commercials. And I, that goes.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
WJFK.
See, that's bad.
It's a little too long.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
WJFK.
That's perfect.
And then we do this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know. Oh, this is Dale Jr.
In a one-hour press conference.
He said 107 times.
It's
one of our most requested tapes.
No, we don't know, Dale.
And we're back.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
I have hemorrhoids!
Thank you, Charlie.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, this is Watt Smith. What's up?
Hi there. What's happening?
Yo, I was just thinking about gay people, and I'm really worried about them. You want to hear why?
No. Bye-bye.
So long. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks for calling.
He asked, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. How's everyone?
Howdy, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Just want Mike to relax, have a great time in his new suit with his hot chick, because a Marine will always, always behave in a gentlemanly fashion.
Thank you.
That's what I suspect.
I'm actually quite looking forward to this evening. I don't wear my school clothes very often, and I'm very excited about it. Yeah. Even though my suit doesn't fit, I'm looking forward to going out and having a great time tonight.
What if you get there and Carla has on some incredible dress that's just absolutely
smoking?
Like, remember that dress that J-Lo wore, that thing where she had the sticky stuff on her boobs?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, like it looked like it was glued on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll grab her by the elbow, whisk her out to the car. We're going home. What do you mean? You know, it'll be one of those things where she's kind of like sliding across the parking lot with her high heels. What are you doing to me? You're hurting my arm.
Let's go.
Get in the car.
You bastard.
You have to be such a tasteless bastard.
You can get laid in a lumber camp. This is your date? This is your business? This is your business lunch?
No, I love you, I love you, I love you. No. Get out of here, man.
Where to, mister?
Move.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. There's a little playlist right there. The movie is called Play Misty for Me.
Yes, the disc jockey's friend movie.
DJ's Nightmare. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, hello, it's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, sorry, I just got off the phone with Carrie. And, she said either tell Rob get a vasectomy or add a dick to me.
All right, thank you, funny guy.
A vasectomy.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Yes, hello, Cheryl. This is Don, Mike, Buzz. We're all here, Robbie.
How do you do?
I'm really happy to talk to you. I've been to a lot of the Marine Corps balls, and first of all, I want Mike to tell Carla, don't worry, no matter what happens to the dress. Many women don't have gowns.
Oh,
they,
good. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking. Cheryl, the way you weaved your little story there, you know, I'm a little uptight to start with, and you started with that whole thing where you sounded like it was going to be ripped off or something like that.
Mike is insecure and jealous.
Jealous of those hard marine bodies.
If I'm cutting to the quick?
Yeah, anything you say, absolutely. Jealous, insecure, petty.
Oh, please.
Borderline psychotic.
Nobody does a ceremony like the Marines.
I know. I'm going to miss it, unfortunately.
You should walk out the door right now. It's like going to see Elvis after he's left the room, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you really will. If you go to the ceremony, you'll never forget
it. Yes, Mike, go right now.
Well, see, I'm going to be there late for that.
You'll never forget it.
Leave now, Mike. Forget about
the
job. All
right, Don's giving me permission to leave early.
And also...
Good night, everybody.
But again, Carla, if she wears a cocktail dress
All right. I'm fine.
She won't be alone.
Thank you so much.
She's young and beautiful.
Thank you.
They will all love her because she's young and beautiful.
I knew it. Hey, do you know Gladys Kravitz?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If she's young and beautiful, they'll all love her, Mike.
I couldn't look forward to anything more. I'm really looking forward to it. And I thank you for the call.
Okay, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I want to.
Help me at all. That was, you know, all these calls have been.
Hold on.
I like getting my balls busted. Hold I don't on. Like calls like that.
Hey, Joe.
Hold on.
Joe, yes, emergency.
Don. Yes, Don.
Bring Mike a treat.
Oh, certainly.
Please. I think you need to bring your blood sugar level down a little bit or up a little bit. And also,
Mike and Ike.
You showed incredible restraint with that lady.
Yeah. You think so? I thought I was a little overboard with her. I thought I did the opposite. I thought I was a little too. You could tell then? You could tell that she was kind of a nudge?
Yes. Give Mike some treats now.
All right. That or up.
Okay. Let's see. What will it be? We have the Quaker Chewy Oatmeal Raisin Granola Bar.
Uh-huh. No, you're uptight. Go all the way.
I hope I have one of the peanut.
We do have the Mike and Ike.
Go for the hard stuff, Mike. What's the problem?
I think Joe Bogarted all my peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Snacksters. That's what they are. They're not snackables. They're snacksters.
Oh, right. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Joe, did you Bogart my snacksters?
Right. He's still talking on the phone.
Got an important call.
Who's he talking to?
He's on his cell phone. Who are you talking to?
Hold on. Yes, I ate a lot of them.
The peanut butter ones?
They were delicious.
Okay.
They are
the best ones. Yeah, these aren't the good. Who are you talking to?
My wife.
Hey, Tracy, baby.
Don't let the job stand in the way of that, Joe. How's your wonderful wife doing?
How are you doing, honey? You want to say hi to everybody? I'll put you on speaker.
Let's listen to a lucky voice now. Let's hear a lucky voice.
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker. Cut. All right, you're on speakerphone.
Hi, Tracy.
No, don't cuss.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, okay.
Hi, baby.
I'm sitting in effing traffic.
I'm going 12 miles an hour. What's Joe like naked? Tracy, baby.
I don't think she can hear you.
Joe ask her that. Pass that along.
Don wants to know what I'm like naked.
What?
Don wants to know what I am like naked.
What? They're similar.
Practically hairless.
Wow.
See, you gleaned something from everything.
Practically hairless. Man, I'm in a good mood.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, Mike, we have a saying in the Marine Corps, and that is trust a fellow Marine with your life, not with your wife. Have a good time tonight, man.
Same to you, asshat. It's the first guy that really pissed me off.
Hi there.
We haven't said. Everybody's not a Marine.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you fellas doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Mike? I'm doing great. I'm having a snackster.
Mike, you're the luckiest man in the world. You know why?
Why?
Because your lovely lady's going to be drooling all over these hot Marines all night long.
Wait.
And she is going to walk out of there so hot, you can have anything you want when you get home, brother.
Okay, Ron Jeremy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I want to tell you why that wouldn't work.
Why is that?
Because she'll be looking at these bodies, and then she'll see mine.
See, sometimes...
snacks are good.
They are.
Sometimes you with someone long enough, one can actually finish the other sentence.
I know.
We just did it.
Yeah. It's not going to have a positive effect. I mean, you know what? You know, here, you want to know the truth? I'm going to have a good time.
That's right.
I'm going to have a very good time. I'll probably have a lot of laughs.
I'm at a table with some of my friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Okay.
Hola, Don and Mike.
Hola. Hola. Donde está casa de Pepe?
Hola, my friend. Yeah.
Yes. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Antonio Banderas. This is Antonio Banderas.
Oh, get out of
the
here.
Terrible please. Antonio Banderas.
Ya viene llegando.
Hello.
Now, the guy that called is Manny Ramirez. Now, that was an impression.
Don and Mike, hello.
Piso Morado.
Hey. BC, what comes next?
Love the show, baby. Can I talk to the boys?
They're very busy.
Okay. Hey, who am I talking to right now?
Who do you think?
You're a celebrity, man.
Who, me, Joe?
Yeah, you are. And let me tell you something, son. We live in a world with walls that must be guarded. Who's going to do it?
I don't know. Me, Joe Ardinger, I guess I will.
I have more responsibility than you can fathom.
Do you want to say this to Don and Mike?
Why not?
All right. How long have you been listening to their show?
Since they went on the air.
All right. Well, get ready to give it your best shot, all right?
Okay.
You a big fan?
Huge.
Number one fan?
I got a question for you. A lot of they get people on the air all the time who don't know that they're on the air, and then they always come up with this lame excuse saying the voices sound different. What do you think about that?
What would your opinion be?
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world with walls that must be guarded. Who's going to do it?
All right, is he processing the fact that he's on the air now?
He's doing a play. He's acting.
He's so committed.
I have more responsibility than you can fathom.
He is so committed to his agenda.
Uh-huh.
He is limited. He is so limited.
You are on the air. You have been on the air.
You've been on the air the whole time. That's what we're trying to tell you, okay?
One guy, two guy, three guys talking to you, and you still thought it was Joe.
Can you explain yourself, please?
My existence, while grotesque to you, saves lives.
He won't stop.
Bye! You know what saved that? The fact that he had the extra dialogue.
But still,
saves lives.
It's getting dark as we near 5 o'clock on a rainy Friday.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
So it begins.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing up there?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Rufus up here in Washington State. I just want to tell you guys y'all doing a really good job, and keep up the good work.
All right, Rufus.
What's your opinion, babe?
He's so good, he should be a recurring bit.
Yep, he turns his
Rufus.
Radio up.
Rufus, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, sweet thing. Once you get started, I'm just going through all the Chaka Khan Rufus things now.
Chaka Khan?
And you know why?
Chaka Khan.
Because I feel for you. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll be there through the fire.
Wow.
Hello.
Everyone needs to leave Mike alone.
Hey, you can't call.
Leave Benny alone. That's
right. Is that her?
Yes, it is.
Is that her? I'm so mad at you right now, Gladys.
Gladys?
Why? The Red Sox
because,
won.
No,
Gladys.
You know, you're right. The Red Sox did win. But Gladys, anytime.
Hey, Gladys.
Let me explain something, Gladys. Anytime the heat is on me, in any way whatsoever.
Where's my present?
You got to jump in. You got to jump in because you can't stand it.
I can't.
And the more heat I get, the more bitchly Cowcorn likes to call the show.
I'm wanting you to.
Because you know what? You pretend to be this sweet, yeah. No. Let's just leave it at this, Gladys. You don't like me, and I don't like you.
I love you, Mike.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do, too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Especially since I, look what I found. It's a piece of that mug that had Robin's picture on it. All right.
I was going to send you the receipt.
See that?
So.
This is the piece. Oh, it broke again.
He's breaking it again. I swear to God, Gladys. I swear to God he is.
I know. I believe you. I believe you. And I've been looking for another one. But
Gladys, why should I maintain my friendship with you when Mike is obviously coming between us?
Well, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't.
All right, Gladys.
Good. Hey.
Bye.
Hey, then we got something done today.
Bye-bye. Will you never call again?
I hung up on her, Rob. I very rudely
great
hung
joy.
Up on her.
I have a sugar high and Don hung up on Gladys. I could not be happier right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. White Plains Drifter here. Got a question for you.
Nickname.
Nickname. Sorry. Learn the rules, dude. No shirt, No shoes.
No dice.
No dice. Hey, I know that, dude. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I can tie a yellow ribbon.
Would you tie it around my big oak tree and my pants?
No, that's Mike's job.
Now, the big pauses, is that part of your routine that you've been working on all afternoon?
I get the feeling this is a guy who maybe heard us yesterday wishing death on a guy and probably wants us to go down that same road.
Yeah, exactly what he wants.
Welcome to Guys Without Dates.
Because he never has possessed an original thought in his life.
Wow,
yeah, okay, tough guy, yeah. Mr. F with the show on a Friday because I don't have a date.
Hey, Mike, you need some apple pie?
Some apple pie, baby. What's your problem, brother?
I don't have a problem. I'm actually enjoying the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your agenda? What are you trying to do? You trying to be funny?
No. I was just, you know, since everybody's going down the road of yesterday's show of being jerks and all that stuff, I thought I'd
Oh, contrary. Until you, we've had nothing but wonderful calls today.
Oh, really? Gladys, was that good?
Yeah, Gladys. I mean, that's basically what we do with Gladys. We yell at her, and she'll call back, and we know she'll call back, and she knows she'll call back.
She's like a dog. She's like a three-legged dog. She'll always come back.
But without an original thought, we don't expect you to understand that.
Yeah, it's hard for a little peon like me.
Well, it is.
Well, that's very true.
So we get back to it. What's your deal here?
You're trying to set us off because you heard someone set us off yesterday and it's not going to work today. And we really don't have the time to go through the whole charade of sitting and pretending like we're going to fight with you. So how do you want to end it? Should we just hang up on you? It seems so cowardly, but we have all the power and you have nothing.
Well, to be honest.
But, you know, wait, before you go on, though, I mean, I think that. You know, we did have a lot of calls yesterday.
I hate it when you do this, Mike.
Well, no, sometimes I want to be a peacemaker, and we will give you the final word. But we do have to move on with the show, but we'll give you the last word on this side because we don't even know what your agenda is. So go ahead.
Teamwork.
That was a wonderful play.
We haven't done that in a long time. That's why it works so well.
You jack off.
It was pretty obvious that it was coming to people that have heard it before.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Those moments of beauty. Oh, like, yeah. You know. Going back even to yesterday, to wishing to come through the radio and choke a guy,
right.
You can't summon that. That has to be real.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're not real proud of that, but it has to be real.
And that guy right there was looking for some of that. We just don't have it for you.
Right. We did the worst thing we could do to him right there. Mm-hmm. You know, he was about to give his whole little witty spiel, and we cut him off at the nose.
You ass.
Yeah.
See, what these people don't know is I have their phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I do on the weekend is I go to the worst parts of Washington, D.C. Oh.
Yeah,
and I go where there still are pay phones.
Right.
And I write, love to suck. Mm-hmm. Or I write, I swallow.
Right.
And I write these guys' phone numbers. That guy was from area code 925.
Right. Very good.
Are you going to New York Avenue this weekend?
Enjoy yourself.
Because I'm crazy like that.
It'll be big fun.
Every weekend.
Bus stations.
Sometimes you even include, if you can get a street address, you include directions.
Men's rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I do it, Jack.
Right. And if we really get mad, we send them a one-way airline ticket.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Now, why wouldn't someone want to jump into this fray?
I have no idea.
Hello, you are on the air.
Welcome.
Now I hear nothing like there's something wrong. Oh, now I heard a little throat clear.
Hello.
Afternoon, radio guys.
There you go. Late to the party. How are you anyway?
Very well. Two things. Number one, I think they grabbed the NFL grabbed that Let's Work Together Canned Heat song off the Invincible soundtrack by the Vince Papale story.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sorry.
Blah, 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 blah.
Number two, if after all things go on tonight, Mike, at the end of the night, in your Jackie Gleason suit, just tell your girl, baby, she's the greatest.
All right. Thank you very much.
Blah, take
blah,
care.
Blah, blah, blah.
Have a lovely weekend.
Blah, 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 blah. Now
enjoy
let's
yourself.
Try to give away some cash, some prizes.
Yay, rah, rah.
It has been a long time since we have pinned relative against relative.
Oh, boy.
This is where we find out how much you know about your family and how much they know about you.
It's perfect as a great lead into the holiday season.
Real simple. The game is called It's All Relative. You call us up and you give us the number of a mom, dad, a brother, a sister.
Right.
We ask them three questions about you, and if you match all three answers, boom, you win $100. We will give $100 to everybody that wins in this game.
Good, good, good.
You got to call us right now at 877-365-3636. We'll need the number of the person that we're calling.
Right. The relative.
And it would be helpful if you know that they're there.
Yeah, and, you know, I find that brothers and sisters work, mothers and sons work, fathers and daughters work. It's a lot of fun.
Then there is the elusive grandparent.
Yes. Grandparent, grandchild. We love those.
Because don't forget, turn this off for a second, CBS cares about elderly AIDS.
Absolutely. Listen to Hector Elizondo.
CBS cares. Well, now, Your Honor.
Well, no, that's not the CBS cares about AIDS tape, is it?
Hector. That sounds like Duke.
I know, that's funny. Well,
he did?
He did what, Duke?
I don't know.
Well, what is he admitting to?
Being careful? It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
There you go. That's just as good as playing the tape about AIDS.
Well, why?
Oh, well, here you go.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you? Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS cares.
There it is.
You want to speak to your parents about remembering to put their shirts on and their pants on forwards, not backwards. I mean, I don't really think you have to worry about safe sex.
That's a discussion I will not be having.
So it's all relative.
Three questions. We ask you the questions. You match your relative, and you win the money.
Impugned? What does that mean?
877-365-3636.
I love that little stager.
And we'll be right back. Why'd you point to that?
I didn't. I pointed to that. You
pointed to that?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the stager.
We're done with that.
Mike liked it. I thought he might like to hear it again.
Well, I liked it because it's kind of like as we're teasing this segment to come up and we're, you know, heading down towards a commercial break, it sounded like that sitcom music, you know,
a transition.
Well, call now. Phone Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.